This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train.
All right, Brian and I were going with the pronunciation like it should be in Italian, Del Zotto.
Yeah.
It was actually Del Zotto.
Zotto.
Del Zotto.
I know Curbs got – it was very early on. Brian's conversation very early on. Hey, this Del Zotto. Well, Del Zotto's going to be a great player.
Yeah.
Del Zotto. But Frank's Italian, so you can actually
Del
change
Zotto.
Was he there today?
No, he wasn't.
Okay. I thought there'd be some immediate –
we don't need to get his name right till he's here.
I thought there might be some immediate bonding with Del Zotto.
You're going to hear a lot of sudden clamoring to get him in the lineup from Frank, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. He's got to play.
Why does Army hate the Italians?
Yeah.
Bortuzzo, Del Zotto, line them up on the same – the meatball line.
How prevalent – and Petrangelo.
That's right.
There's another one there. Let's see.
Gonzaro.
Now there's another one.
Of course,
how prevalent
is right.
Tarasenko?
That's right.
Yeah, Tarasenko. Hey, Tarasenko.
Maybe he is.
How about Charlie Marley doing the story with Tarasenko yesterday, where Tarasenko had autographed cards for the kids that he was handing out at the school, I forget the name now, Hope Christian School, maybe, in Town and Country. But the whole idea was he and his wife were handing out these autographed cards to kids. And then later Charlie put one on Twitter and said, I happen to have one of these.
Happen to have one.
And if you'd like to win it, just tweet away. And all of a sudden his share rocket's going through there. He's giving away free stuff, which I think is illegal.
Promise Christian Academy.
Is that illegal?
Promise. Well, I don't. I'm just saying like on TV and radio, you can't give away money for ratings. I don't.
I got a friend in the Fed. Maybe we could get him.
You know what you do? You say but he stole from one of the kids.
How did he end up with one?
Yes, make him look bad.
These are for the kids.
Yes.
Tarasenko and his wife are meeting these kids with special needs, handing them these autographed cards. It's a wonderful gesture. And he said, I just happened to end up with one.
This is for my son, Charlie. Could you please make it out to him?
Yeah. In fact, don't make it out to anyone. Just sign it. And then, you want Yana to sign? No. Just Vlad. And put three-time All-Star or whatever on the bottom.
Along those lines, the way to get television ratings now is not great investigative reporting or breaking stories. It's to give away Blues free tickets. Right. That's what we do in the morning. We give away Blues free tickets.
What are we giving away here? Just red-hot opinions.
There we go.
Red-hot opinions.
That's what we do.
In honor of sweeps.
Before we get to the five for Frank, we do want to tell you about our good friends at Maryville University. They are the sponsor of our phone lines, continuing to build a more diverse an inclusive campus is a core value of the institution, one of four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. Diversity and inclusion are key principles of the learning environment. Go to maryville.edu.
Now, I will mention on Friday we'll be kicking off our opening day ticket giveaway courtesy of Anheuser-Busch. That's a stick in place at the Hot Shots in Fenton, the press box, midday grind all the way through 4 o'clock. Through 4 o'clock, we'll be there.
So we've got stuff to give away as
yes,
well.
Yes, we do, on Friday at least.
I think I'm going to convert all of the Blues good players. Like Bennington is now O'Bennington. That could be a bar. O'Bennington's.
Okay.
O'Reilly. Frank's got Bortuzzo, Del Zotto.
Del Zotto sounds like a good Italian restaurant.
O'Shen. McShen.
McShen's.
Fabry. Oh, my God, this whole roster is freaking Italian.
Let's see here. How many Irish can we get out of this roster?
You only got O'Reilly, but that's a good one to get.
McSchwartz. I'll tell you on that.
McDunn?
Yeah. All right, let's do five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. 3, 2, and 1.
Fuzzy.
Look, I was unaware I needed the open.
That was my fault.
All right.
That's on me.
I'm not pointing fingers.
No, you can't point to me.
That's on Hoffmano.
Sounded like you were pointing fingers.
That's on Hoffmano.
Yes, it is. That's on me. Brought to you by Greenville University. There's the open.
Acapella.
Edit that out. Frank, you heard that Carlos Martinez is in a sling, reported first by Mark Saxon down in Jupiter. Your reaction?
What the heck is going on? Does Mike Gersh know what's happening with his ball club? And also, actually, my lasting thought was, he's not going to be a 30-star, 200-inning guy ever.
Yeah, it also sounds like more disconnect because it was a week ago where they said, oh, yeah, we'll just shut him down for a couple of weeks. Then he went and got a second opinion, and the sling to me sounds like a message even to the team Like, I went and got a second opinion. You guys think I'm going to be fine, and he's walking around with a sling. Isn't that sort of like you come into work when you were sick the day before and you got a little sniffles, you start coughing so everybody knows?
Yeah.
Don't you think it's almost like, oh, my arm? Like, so everybody believes him?
There does seem to be a
disconnect going on
here. Also with Ozuna, where they kind of admitted early January they had no idea how his rehab was going. Alex Reyes was kind of kept stuff to himself during his rehab last year going through the minors. There does seem to be some disconnect, distrust. Yeah. It's weird.
And there's also a great question about the fitness level of Marcell Ozuna, who I saw firsthand, and I can tell you, he did not look like an apostle of fitness. He didn't at all, and then you hear reports from people that 225 he was supposed to be at, maybe 25 heavier than that, and then he can't throw. I mean, look, what more does John Mozeliak have to do than to put him on notice at the end of last season and say, hey, it's up to you. How about some personal responsibility? Or are we always going to blame the coach of the organization? No, it's up to the freaking player, and these guys, at least some of them, don't come in tip-top shape.
How could Ozuna not be motivated? Ugh. I mean, this is the walk year. We were all counting on, even though it's sort of annoying that players just get fired up when it's their walk year, we sort of assume with Ozuna that that's, in fact, what would take place this year. Highly motivated, a Boris client, have a monster season, but he's apparently loosely reported out of shape. He is the Great Grizzly Bear, by the way.
Yes.
As we are sitting here at the Great
Grizzly
Bear.
So we have the Great Grizzly Bear in Marcell Ozuna. We have the Corner Butcher and Jose Martinez. What other local institutions can we name players after?
So you're saying if Ozuna were here, he would eat the pound
burger? I think yes. He could do it.
There'd be no challenge.
Can they call that the Ozuna burger for this year?
Just imagine the off seasons. If you compare Ozuna's to Tyler O'Neill's, the guy who's trying to win that spot or one of the spots out there, one of them just lifts weights 8 hours a day. And the other doesn't.
And this is the first, not that it's a test, but for Mike Shildt, who Wainwright said is the best communicator he's ever been around, isn't this the first two guys? Now maybe Shildt's got to get to and say, listen, all right, guys, you didn't listen to Mo, now you got to listen to me. Maybe this is Shildt's first chance to kind of step into a little bit of a mess here. Because, you know, like if Tony were there, you just wonder if he'd have a crack. Like, man, can't make him lift weights, make him work out.
How many times during the season, let's just say, after the All-Star break, do you think you'll see an outfield of Jose in left, Bader in center, and Tyler O'Neill in right?
Yeah. Okay, let's ask it this way. How about this? At the end of the season, that outfield, as opposed to the outfield of Ozuna and then Fowler in right with Bader in center, what do you think we'll see more of?
God, I hope the one you mentioned, because that means the team's better.
I tell you what, I'm scared of both, and not in a good way.
Well, why would you be scared of Tyler? I guess the strikeouts. But if you're going to hit 35 and play pretty good defense, or hit 30 and play pretty good defense.
Who do you feel the most confident about?
Jose.
Jose. And he's the least likely to play of all of them.
And he's the worst defender by far.
I know.
That's the issue.
Yeah, we don't care about defense. Haven't you watched this team for a few years? All right, number two, you are John Mozeliak. You're probably wearing a sweater tied around your neck.
Or waist.
Wow.
Some shorts.
What do you think?
He's going tennis shoes this year. He used to be a loafer guy.
He's got to dump those tennis shoes.
You think?
That's a bad look.
What do you
think? It might be comfort related. Walking around a lot.
That scouts in Jupiter, while they're sitting there in 89-degree heat, and they're lifelong scouts that drive their Tauruses all over the country, and they see Mozeliak, you know, kind of in that outfit with the sweater tied around the waist.
Wear gym shorts and sign Harper. Quit spending
the money
on clothing.
Wear gym shorts and is that your new Twitter handle?
Yes.
Wear gym shorts and sign Harper. I think that it's not a look you'll ever see on the lifelong scout, if I had to guess. All right, but you're John Mozeliak. You're sitting there. You're Natalie.
Thank you.
Attired? Yes, Natalie attired. But you got news on Nolan Arenado re-upping with the Rockies. Be honest, was that one of your plans in your back pocket?
No, because I'm going to sign Paul Goldschmidt to that same kind of contract, and Brian's going to say they should get both, and I agree.
Yes.
But
yes.
I'm worried about making Goldschmidt my long-term contract.
God, if only there was a prominent offensive player on the market
that was still available. But it's
right
kind of late, though. They're not available this time of year.
Never do they go in.
They're too old, usually.
Exactly. Never.
You don't
and
you can't afford them. You don't have the money.
Yes.
Where would you play them?
We don't want to complicate things. It's much more fun being complicated by self-imposed issues.
Look, Brian, there's just not enough at-bats to go around.
But we can't sit Bader on the bench.
Yeah,
Bobby.
We'd love to have him, but where are you going to play
him? Where are you going
to
put him? By the way, the Dodgers back in the mix, supposedly, with Bryce Harper.
By the way, Bader, not that every game means anything, but he really looked bad yesterday, struck out twice. I know we're all banking on Harrison Bader being the everyday center fielder for the next 5 years. The one question is his offense.
Yes.
I wonder what's going to happen there.
I think he'll be okay. Don't you look at him and say he's probably going to hit 265?
What's his on base?
A little bit of power. I know you hate average. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm talking to Tommy Pham.
Well,
I can't.
What if he bats 265 with a 295 on base?
Right.
That's possible. That's an issue.
Yes.
He swings a lot.
All right, Frank, you are Mike Brown. The good news is you're an NFL owner. I mean, the bad news is it's the Bengals, but do you really want us to believe that you can't remember whether you voted for the Rams relocation or not? You see the David Hunt piece?
Yeah.
Isn't that hilarious? The lawyers for the St. Louis lawsuit against the NFL have said we're not getting full cooperation from the league.
Shocking.
They're not answering some of the questions we're asking to be answered under oath. They're refusing. And Mike Brown of the Bengals actually said he doesn't remember how he voted. And I said, well, we can help you. You voted for it. And there's even a quote that they put out that said, I think it's a great deal for the league. Mike Brown, are you that confused?
Well, this is the same guy that tiring Marvin Lewis.
That's true.
Forgot who his coach was a couple times. Yeah, he's 83. He's the one owner I might actually buy that excuse from.
All right, number four, Blues Predators tonight. Probably no guarantee, but is
no,
there
definitely
a,
not.
Is there a gut?
Pekka Rinne's sometimes a tough problem to solve. I don't have
feels
a
feels like a great game, though, doesn't it? Like, it's going to be close. It could be overtime again.
Bennington's really just – he's just got some moxie. Yeah, even the way he's conducting interviews. You know, at first I think he was, like, a little bit scared, and now he's kind of razzing back and forth. And we asked him about his Cheshire – what's the key to your success? Yeah, Cheshire Inn.
There's a guy who didn't want to pay those hotel bills anymore, right? Put that out there. As weird as Blues fans are, I'd be afraid they'll be waiting for him before or after a game. But you're right, and he also talks on the day of the game, right? The goalies are usually
fine.
In hiding.
After he's done with Strick.
Yeah. And Doug Armstrong, the phrase was, we didn't lose track of him last year. But he more or less said, we kind of lost track of him last year. All right, Billikens, VCU. Got on that tonight.
Not a good feeling at all. VCU's the best team in the conference. They're playing at home. Billiken's six healthy scholarship players. Defense travels well, but I don't think it's going to travel well enough to win this game.
And Mizzou at Mississippi State. Ooh, another
120, I think.
So really the focus tonight will be on the St. Louis. Thank God for the Blues. If they'd stayed in the tank, what we'd be talking about tonight.
But, like, Saturday they saved the day. All those games started at 3 o'clock, and the Blues made it 1-for-3. By 9:30 tonight or 10 o'clock tonight, I'm worried. Could it be an 0-for-3 night? I don't know. You can't really bet against the Blues.
And last one, it's only spring training. What will you take out of an Adam Wainwright start? He is on the road with the Cards today. West Palm, they're taking on the Nationals.
Well, Waka went two innings the other day.
Two innings, one run was Waka.
Yeah.
Michaelis was two innings, no runs. Yesterday, Woodruff started.
Yeah.
Making these names up now. But Wainwright today against the Nats. I think you just want to see two innings and just be decent.
Yeah. Just not rocked.
All right, Five for Frank. Every day brought to you by Greenville University, greenville.edu for more information.
Okay, here's what Frank did. So it's about 10:30 or so. It's during our break in between the first and second segments after the monologue. Waitress comes over here, mentions about her food and what they could bring out, and they mention these buffalo chicken sandwich balls.
You guys are eating these grizzly balls. We're doing the Five for Frank, and I'm wondering, it smells really good. It looks really good, but I have no clue what this is.
They are really good. It's basically a buffalo chicken sandwich in a ball. It's really good. Frank goes, knowing full well when he'll be back, around 11:20.
To have the food handy.
You know, around 11:30 would be a really good time to bring this food out.
Normally we say any time.
Yeah.
Frank knows he's leaving for like an hour. You know,
the food cold.
Why don't you give your guys in the kitchen a little time to get up and running? Don't hurry. In fact, about an hour from now would be perfect.
Yes. I thought that was convenient.
I thought Five for Frank was going to end after two questions. I mean, the food came out, and I thought, that's it.
That's what you call a veteran move, folks. We will take a short time out. When we come back, we'll get in a couple of texts here. I do want to tell you about our good friends at Hollywood Casino. They're the title sponsor of this program. Head on out there. Head on out there right now, and you can see really one of the coolest ice rink facilities we've ever had. It's called the St. Louis Community Ice Center. Three indoor rinks, one outdoor. It is spectacular. The food at Final Cut Steakhouse, at Charlie Gito's, the all-you-can-eat buffet is unbelievable, too. Hollywood Casino, our title sponsor. And by the way, Del Zotto has just showed up at the Enterprise Center. We'll be back with a full report on that right after this.